The Melbourne International Comedy Festival is upon us, and two of our favourite, I was going to say Melbourne comedians, but I don't know how one of you feel about that.
One of us can't speak English.
And a couple to boot. We got you both in the studio, Lloyd Langford and Edmonds.
Hello,
welcome
good morning.
Back to the show.
Morning.
Together for the first time.
You're just waiting for you're married?
Nah.
Well, partner. Why don't you get married?
Fev. All right, right. Yeah, right, straight into it.
Oh, it's Grandma
Should
Fev.
Be married. He waited for you to speak. He was real nervous. He's like, do I say me first or do I look
you at You want a live on-air proposal now?
Yeah.
Mate, it'd be great for radio, good for ratings.
My proposal, Fev, is that you stop talking.
Okay. Mate, if you can pay me contract out, I'm happy to stop talking. Might need to sell a few more tickets at the comedy festival, but you'll be right.
Now, I love this because Blunt is your new show, Lloyd, which is very exciting.
I was being blunt. That's what I was trying
to
I was trying to get it into the show.
It excites me because, well, I love your comedy and your bluntness anyway, but to know that this could be just nonstop bluntness for your bluntness is very blunt.
Yes. I'm trying to be more of a prick. Just in general. Hence my
that's
comic
defense. Yeah, you're nailing it.
Yeah. So yeah, it's a show about that, about turning 40. And kind of embracing my inner sort of rude old man.
Because that just gets better from there on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like just 40. You've
I'm
got
not
a good
enjoying it, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Can't be
Stop
within
being
the family.
Rude.
Yeah, not in the family unit, but outside your little girl, Gwen, she'll start school in a few years. Great time to be that sort of bloke. Do you want to be on the committee? No. Do you want to come to the family? No.
Canine? No.
Having a great time.
Yeah, I'm burning bridges. No. Before I even get to them.
Now, someone who's burned a bridge with you already, and it is quite personal and hurtful, because obviously, Anne, you have Why's My Bag All Wet, your show, on at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, and somebody has already given their opinion about who they would prefer to see.
Yes.
Your daughter, Gwen.
She likes mummy.
She was asking. We've got the audio of the question. Shall we relive this moment?
Gwen, mama's going to show you the comedy festival guide, and you can tell me which shows you want to go and see in the festival, okay? So have a look at the guide. Whose show would you prefer to go and see first, mama's or dada's?
I didn't even think. Just an automatic reaction.
A lot of people don't use their kids on social media and stuff. Gwen's doing promo. Not paid. She's out there. She's spruking. She's flyering.
I had a lot of men message me after that saying, surely she should have chosen Carl Barron.
Carl Barron's the best.
Neither. Imagine if she said neither. Yeah. She's never said the word neither. Just right then.
Now, a good friend of the show, Tommy Little, is having a roast tomorrow night. He's getting hammered by the comedians, all you comic people, the knock-knock jokes. Now, Nick Cody's going to be roasting.
Yes.
Tommy, have you ever been involved in a roast before?
Only at home. We have a roast beef. I roast Lloyd all the time.
It's meant to be brutal.
Yeah. I mean, there'll be a lot of references to tight jeans, I would have thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's got a like uniform, doesn't he, Tommy? Tight jeans and a black T-shirt. I've never seen him in anything else.
Yeah, he loves it. Mm. But I mean, it's good. Dill's fat again.
So yeah, so that's handy.
You beauty. Thank you.
That's just saying that to his face. Like, that's...
Yeah.
Because I think he looks great. Mm. I see him on socials. I go,
he's
looks healthy.
He's back to playing, right?
I think he looks great, but it's quite blunt.
You'd be an awful roaster.
I hate roasts.
Spectacular.
I hate them.
I think Lloyd, you've got Lloyd great personalities.
I think Lloyd would be good at roasting.
Yeah.
Now that he's blunt.
Yeah. Custom built.
They had a comedy roast battle in the UK where comedians were roasting each other, and I was writing for one of the comedians for the roast for the other one, and the producer contacted me and said, you've actually gone too far. we're not allowed to say stuff like this.
Lloyd, I believe that's just inciting terrorism. This isn't a comedy. It always makes you feel bad, doesn't it? I've tested a few roast jokes out here, and our boss, Mad Mando, asked me last week. She just shook her head and said, Nick, are you evil?
Lloyd was roasting me the other day because he busted me giving misinformation to Gwen. So, you know, when you're a parent, it really exposes like what you know about. She was asking me about pelicans and their big throats.
Yeah.
tell them what you overheard me telling Gwen.
Anne told Gwen that the pelican has such a large throat because it swallows loads of fish up and then keeps them in the throat like a sort of fish tank. And then if it gets hungry, decides which fish it wants to eat.
So like a, like a food camel.
I told my kids that. I actually thought that was real.
I did too.
Because at Lake Mwala, there's all pelicans. And they're everywhere. And the kids are like, why? The same thing. Yeah. I said, yeah, they fish. And they're leave it in there. They swim around, and when they're hungry, they just go. Ooh.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, what, so I just thought that was true.
I don't know.
What's the truth?
Come on,
isn't that true?
I'm starting to doubt myself. I thought they just swallowed the fish like straight away.
So what's with the big
deal? Why they got it?
It's because they can swallow a lot at a time.
No, they keep them
not
there.
I thought they keep them there. Yeah, they
do that. Our producer James Blake. Nerd Burger is looking it up. Here we go.
It's not to start their own discount aquarium.
Fish and chip shop.
Oh, catching prey and draining water from the scooped up contents before swallowing.
So it's sort of right. Yeah,
yeah,
it's like a throat sieve.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't keep the fish alive. It's not like they don't keep the fish alive.
Yeah, it's something like a Chinatown restaurant. I'll have that lobster and I'll have that. They eat them all at once.
He took me aside and said, use Google, please. Stop.
She's just going to go to school and confidently tell other children everything you've told her. Yeah. And then get it put in like a different class to everyone.
That's the class I was in. So you don't want to do that.
It'd be so much fun living with you two. Mm. Just thinking, Gwen's got it made. Like just fun, funny. Do you find that? Do friends come over and just want you to be entertaining? Like
Well, we try to be. We do a lot of sitting on the couch next to each other in silence, scrolling on our phones, watching maths. Like we're not a laugh always. A minute.
We're actually not at home much at the moment because Anna's discovered this new website. I don't know if you're aware of this.
Oh, hello.
What is
it? OnlyFans. Only Anne's.
It's called Day Use, and you can hire a hotel for like a short amount of time.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. It's a breakthrough.
What do you do at the hotel?
Well, exactly. That's not so.
Another Gwen's.
You'd think that, but there's no way to not feel dodgy turning up at 10 a.m. to a hotel. Like we both turn up.
So hold on, in Melbourne.
So you can do it anywhere in the world. I feel like I'm promoting them, but I don't have any. No, but you can put any city in there and it'll show you the hotels that are happy for you to come and just use like at between 10 and 6. Like the room's empty, get in there.
And what are you going for?
Well, we just go for a rest.
Oh, so you go together?
We go together for a rest from Gwen. So we've got a nanny.
Mate, I reckon if you're going to the same one, they're thinking you're an escort. And he's the big dog's picked up a good one.
You've got a house.
We've got a house.
Be there.
But we've got a nanny, so you have to go. Gwen's there. Gwen's in the house. Gwen's got control of the house.
Not you haven't heard of daycare or
no, we can't get in. You can't get into daycare.
So instead of your child going somewhere to get looked after,
we go.
This is the most Edo solution to a problem
it's ridiculous.
I've ever heard. I better go to a hotel.
Room service, have some dinner.
Yeah. It's good.
It's a bed. And
there are hotels in there you can hire by the hour, but we don't go to those.
No, we go to. But you get a vibe at reception. It's a different type of reception that you get. They're like, hello. Like, I'm like, no, we're not going. We're just really going to sleep. We're really
over here. But I've heard of vacation, staycation, when you vacation in your own city, you're doing daycation. Like you don't even have clothes for the next day. You just swim in the pool and eat some lunch.
Pretty much.
I think it's brilliant. Yeah, because you don't have to clean up, don't have to make the bed, order room service, and then get the hell out. It's someone else's problem. Go home. And your nanny's cleaned everything up.
And Gwen's ready for bed.
Yep.
Hello. Bang, maths.
That's how we're living our lives
in Melbourne. We're putting ourselves into daycare. Yeah.
You can see Loy Langford's blood. Anne Edmonds, Why Is My Bag All Wet at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Tickets, comedyfestival.com.au. Get around them.
What's the rate?
Sometimes about $110, that kind of
That's
level.
That's good.
It's like half the price that the hotel would
normally. Yeah, that is cheaper than daycare.
Yeah, it's cheaper than daycare for the day.
You're on to something.
Thanks for coming in, guys. Appreciate
good
it.
Good to see you guys.
Thank you. Good day.